minutes, 11 minutes before the hour. Tom Sybil and Jay return on January 2nd on Wednesday. Nikki Woods has graced me with her presence here on the show. And we're counting down the best of 2012 here on the TJMS. And speaking of the best,
yep.
How about Bishop T.D. Jakes, founder and senior pastor of the Potter's House in Dallas, more than 30,000 members, over 50 outreach ministries. Bishop Jakes, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be with you all.
You know what? Coming up 2013, I know I've got some resolutions. Do you make New Year's resolutions?
I don't necessarily call them resolutions as such, but I have made a commitment that you can't have a new year if you don't have a new mind.
Right.
So I've purpose in my heart not to carry any garbage with me from 2012 to 2013 in terms of thinking, and I'm encouraging everybody else to do the same.
Well, right in the middle of the holidays, Bishop Jakes, you know, a lot of people that embark on a new year, what do you say to people who are really suffering, they're just broken down over events?
You know, we've had a tough year in 2012, but we're very resilient people, and I'm very hopeful and very optimistic that not only individually but collectively we can lift one another up and get through the tough times. And I'm encouraging people who have gone through tough times not to isolate yourself. It's a team effort. It really takes the whole village, not just to raise a child but to raise an individual, and opening up yourself to allow other people to come in and be a part of the process is very healthy.
Bishop Jakes, help us to understand the tragedies of 2012. How do we heal as a nation?
You know, we've seen a lot of violence. We've seen a lot of decadence. I think there's several things that we have to do on the practical side. We have to keep our eyes open. I'm really encouraging people to really check on one another as it relates to mental health and stability. We have so many people today who really don't take that sort of thing seriously. Look out for warning signs in people, not just people you don't know, but people you do know who are disoriented or sullen or withdrawn or angry. And get those people some help. Prayer is wonderful. That's a part of the process. But sometimes people need a little bit more than that, and I think we need to be aware of that.
Bishop T.D. Jakes, what do you think the biggest thing that people should focus on if they're trying to change their lives?
Well, I think change starts on the inside. It doesn't start with money or marriage or moving to a new location. So many times we change everything but the most important thing, and that's the inside. It changes with your heart, with your attitude. Get away from negative thinking and get a positive attitude, not just about the world around you, but a lot of people have bad attitudes about themselves, and you're not going to treat anybody better than you treat yourself. You can't love your neighbor right if you don't love yourself. Getting a good attitude about yourself is where it all begins, and a good attitude about your faith and your walk with God, and understand that He's in it to win it with you, regardless of how bad the situation is.
I'm sorry, Nikki.
I just had a quick question because I follow you on Twitter, and I get a lot of positive messages from you. Obviously, what role do you see social media in ministry? What role does it play?
It's changed it drastically. It's an opportunity to have one-on-one contact, to be able to interject food for thought with people who are interested in it in a massive way, global way, something that we never had before. It's cost-effective. It's powerful. It's life-changing, and it can be right there on your phone. And so I'm going to give a shameless plug. I'm at Bishop Jakes. And people of all walks of life have found some of the things that we share to be valuable, but I learned from them as well.
You know, Bishop Jakes, at one time it wasn't so cool to have your phone out in church, but now that's a cool thing. You know, you got your Bible on there and you're texting and corresponding with you, Bishop. Is that cool with you?
Oh, it's cool with me. It seems like paper's going out of style. I do love the old books and the page turners, but in reality, in the busy world that we live in today, you can buy right on your iPad or on your phone and follow along when you have the convenience to do so. And I'm not offended when people take advantage of that in church as it relates to their Bible or take notes on their phone. Any way you can get it in your heart, that's what matters.
You already have a busy 2013 plan. You got the big leadership conference coming up in April, right?
Yes, I'm really excited about it. We're going to be drawing leaders from every walk of life, not only pastors, that's a given, but also church leaders, business leaders, and civic leaders. Leadership is the deficit that we have in this generation. We've got to have more of it. And I think that there are some leaders in the wings that may not be famous, may not be heard of, but they're in the wings, and it's their time, it's their hour. Grooming them and helping them to avoid some of the mistakes that their predecessors have made is the kind of conversations that we're going to be having at our pastors and leadership conference in April 25th through the 27th.
I realize in August you got MegaFest 2013.
Look at you.
Dallas. Yeah.
Man, yeah, I'm excited about it. We're going to house our Woman Hour Loose and our Manpower simultaneously up under the umbrella of MegaFest August 29th and 31st. People are already starting to register and book up hotels, and we're going to do it in Dallas. We've been doing it in Atlanta, but we're going to do it in Dallas, and we're real excited about bringing them home to my own city, and my members, as well as other churches around throughout the area, will be able to benefit from that mass of singers and preachers and entertainment. It's family fun. People are literally planning their family reunions around MegaFest.
That's awesome. What about film projects?
We've got some things in the wings. Heaven is for Real is one of the projects that we're working on. We're really, really excited about that. We were nominated for Image Award for Woman Hour Loose on the seventh day, and I was blown away by that. I couldn't believe it. So it's off to a good start. I'm excited about the new year.
And Bishop Jakes, my dad has a gospel quartet. He wanted me to ask you if you can book. Stop it, Nikki. If you can book him for the Potter's House, do I need to call you or you call us?
You tell your dad I need all the help I can get. Come on over and help me.
All right. Love you. Happy New Year. Wish you the best in 2013, Bishop T.D.
God bless. Thank God bless you. So
much. All right. Thank you. You know, Bishop's got his paperback book coming out, too.
He does. It's an awesome book. It is so good.
Let It Go, available in January.
Let It Go in 2012.
All righty. Comedian Earthquake's going to join us next hour. Right now, it is 4 minutes before the hour. Oh.